Phil Scott and Bruce Lisman are putting on a united front after their bruising gubernatorial primary, but the effects of Lisman's sustained barrage against the new GOP nominee might linger into the general election. BPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
How did Phil Scott become a multimillionaire? Simple. While serving as senator and lieutenant governor.
The GOP primary is over now, and Phil Scott has won. But that television ad run by Bruce Lisman in the closing days of the race still echoes in the ears of some Republicans. And at the GOP's so-called unity breakfast in Montpelier on Wednesday morning, not everyone was ready to forgive Lisman's tactics.
I thought it was just way over the top in negative.
That's Burlington Representative Kurt Wright, who says the decision to challenge Scott's integrity was ill-advised. Wright says a win for the GOP nominee in November will require support from independents and moderate Democrats. Wright says he knows some Democratic operatives who were thrilled to see Lisman drop tens of thousands of dollars on the ad buy, and he says he understands their glee.
You're hurting what turned out to be obviously the eventual nominee. I think that is absolutely true.
Wright isn't alone in that assessment, but he and other Republicans, including Phil Scott himself, say the once nasty rivalry is now a strong alliance.
And now that the primary is behind us, I'm looking forward to working with Bruce to restore balance in Montpelier, elect more common sense Republicans, and take Vermont in a very new and more prosperous direction.
Scott says there's one path to victory in the general election races for statewide office, and just as importantly, the local races for House and Senate.
This is really the time for our party to unite. We need to all pull together in the same direction to be successful in November.
Less than 24 hours after his lopsided defeat, Lisman used his turn at the Unity Breakfast podium to tout his former opponent.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. Thank you so much for listening to me out. But the man to listen to now is Phil Scott.
Randy Brock, the party's nominee for lieutenant governor, said it's time for Republicans to tell Vermonters what it is they stand for. He said he's narrowed that list to three things.
The first is jobs in the economy. The second is jobs in the economy. And the third is jobs in the economy.
Brock says that's a winning message for Republicans in November. And Phil Scott, Bruce Lisman, and other prominent members of the party say they're ready to deliver that message together. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.